Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated to Moshe Zeleg and Rachel Devora. They have a refuah shlema. Today's story is another of the Avos Yisrael stories, the great Avos Yisrael, which Jewish people have for one another, that is, love of a fellow Jew. And even when we don't see it in a revealed way, but the truth is that underneath any kind of argument or disagreement, every single Jew really has an inner love for every other single Jew. And that's because we are really all brothers and sisters, meaning that we have one father, and that father is Hashem. And all of us are the children of that one father. And therefore, we have at least an inherited love inside of us for our fellow Jew. In fact, we are really all part of one kuma shlema, kuma achas shlema, one complete structure of the Jewish people. It's really like one person. And just like each part of a healthy body works together with each other part of a healthy body, and they're all really one smoothly functioning unit, so too, spiritually, all Jewish people are really one. We are really part of one big collection, and we really, in essence, are one. Of course, we have to work hard to reveal that. But this story shows us and inspires us what love of one another and the Jewish people can look like. It once happened, a very serious military situation in Israel, in which there was a large military operation going on in this city of Jenin. And Jenin was at that time, and to some extent still is, a center of terrorism, unfortunately, terrorism against the Jewish people. And there was a major operation at that time to remove the terrorists and to remove the terrorist operation. And part of the operation required a door-to-door search, house by house. They were going to go through a certain area, and they had the goal to uncover any terrorist centers, weapons, and so forth. Obviously, it was a very dangerous job. And the commander had a question. It seems that he was in a situation that he didn't know what to do, and therefore he actually sent a fax to a Rav, a big Rav in Yerushalayim, and asked him the following Shaila. He said, "I am the commander of this operation or a certain unit in this operation. And we need to go house to house. We need to send soldiers house to house. Some of my soldiers are young soldiers in serving in the army for the first time. Of course, they are highly trained, but they are serving for the first time. They are younger soldiers, 18, 19, 20, 21. And some of them are older soldiers. They're in the reserves. They're soldiers that have served full-time already years ago. And each year they come back and they put in time. So the younger soldiers came to me and they said that they want to do this operation of going door to door rather than the reserve soldiers. And they argued that they are young. Most of them are not married and they don't have children. And therefore, if Chas V'Shalom, something should happen to them, it's not as great a loss. Plus, they are stronger, higher energy, and therefore, they want to do this dangerous job. I also got an argument from the reservists, the older soldiers, and they argued, and they said, we want to do this job because it's very dangerous, and if Chas V'Shalom, some of us lose our lives, well, at least we've had a chance to build a family already with children or wife, and therefore we have accomplished what we accomplished already. Whereas the young soldiers have not had a chance to do that. Therefore, we want to expose ourselves to the danger rather than them. So you see that the younger soldiers argued that why should the reservists risk being Chas v'Shalom killed in action, and then their wife would be missing them and their children would be missing them. Whereas the reservists argued, we want to do the job and expose ourselves to danger because we want to give the younger soldiers a chance to build a life and get married and have children. So which one should I listen to? The commander said in the facts to the Rav. I don't know. Does Torah have guidance on this question? Each of the group of soldiers wants to be the one to expose themselves to danger. And each one has a logical reason why they should expose themselves to danger rather than the other ones. The older reservists have their reason. They say they want to be exposed to the danger. And the younger soldiers have their reason, and they say they want to be exposed to the danger. How am I supposed to decide this question? The Rav read the question, and he was very, very moved. He said, look at the Avos Yisrael. Look at their love of one's fellow Jew. That Jewish people in the reserves, these men are willing to give their life in order to protect the younger soldiers. The younger soldiers are willing to give their life to protect the older soldiers and their families. How am I supposed to decide? I can't decide, the Rav said. Impossible for me to decide this question. He took the question, he took the paper on which the question was printed. He went to the Kaisel. He put the question, he folded up the paper, he put it in the crack in the wall. And he said, Hashem, look at the Avos Yisrael of your children. This question that's written here, it's impossible for me to decide. My training has not given me the ability to determine who's right. You decide, Hashem. But look at the Avos Yisrael of your children. And of course, that's all that I heard of the story. But of course, this is an illustration of the very unique and great Avos Yisrael that we have, love of one another that's unique to the Jewish people. And it's also a very great reason for Hashem to bring the Gula. As we know that the cause of the current exile and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, was Sinas Yisrael, hatred for no reason of our fellow Jew, as we told in the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. But it's obvious from stories like this one and the stories that I told last time that the love of Jews for one another is at a very high level. And therefore, it's important for us to ask and beg and even demand that Hashem should bring the Gula. We have all had at least a thought of Teshuvah. There is a tremendous amount of Avos Yisrael, of the love of our fellow Jew going on among the Jewish people today. And it's time that Hashem should bring the Gula. May it happen immediately, especially to be quickened through our learning about Mashiach and Gula, learning about the Beis HaMikdash, learning Taita in general, doing mitzvahs in general, acts of goodness and kindness. In this way, God willing, Gula will come immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining in, and more important, thank you for adding and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and having Avos Yisrael and learning that Mashiach and Geula so that you can be the one, hopefully, to actually tip the scale and bring the Geula. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.